On a recent trip to Israel, my Aunt Betsy and her husband Simon decided to go visit Herzliya. While they were there, they went out to eat at this place called Meat and Wine Co. It's a beautiful, magnificent two-story restaurant. They were seated at a table downstairs, and my aunt turns to the waiter and says, "You know, is it possible for us to have a table upstairs? We want to see the view." So they're given a table upstairs, and they go upstairs, and a different waiter comes over.
We sat down, and our waiter came over, and he was telling us the specials and kibitzing with him a little bit. You know, he was very jovial. And as he was walking away, he said, "By the way, if you need anything, my name is Barak." And I immediately got some kind of a feeling in me, and I turned to Simon, and I said, "We have to know what his mother's name is."
So my Uncle Simon calls him back and he says, "Hey, Barak, is your mom's name Orna?" And Barak says, "Yes."
And he said it, and I didn't process it. It was like, you know, you see these stories that you just don't hear what he's saying, and you're like, "What?" And that was how I felt. And I said, "What did you say?" And he said, "Orna."
At which point my aunt says to him, "Did you by any chance fight last summer in the war with Gaza, Operation Protective Edge?" And he says, "Yeah, how do you know?" My aunt says, "Well, I've got your name on my kitchen cabinet."
During the war, you call a phone number and they give you the name of a soldier to pray for, a soldier who's fighting in the army.
The name she get was Barak, son of Orna, and that's my name.
Barak ben Orna.
And what's even stranger is, my aunt tells Barak that 2 weeks ago she walked into her kitchen in Beverly Hills and she saw his name and she began praying for him. And while she was praying for him, she turns to God and says, "You know, I don't even know if he's alive. It would be nice to meet him and to see how he's doing."
I went to Israel, it wasn't planned. I went to Herzliya, it wasn't planned. We went to this restaurant, we went to this table. He was our waiter. It was just a powerful message to me that Hashem is right there.
Betsy prayed for me to come back home safe, and I came back home safe. When you realize that someone prays for you to come back, it makes the heart very, very warm.
Around 3 weeks ago, Barak sent an email to my aunt.
He told me that the next day he started putting on tefillin, that he hadn't put on tefillin in years.
I felt that this was a mark from God or something. This was unbelievable.
We live in a world of 7 billion people, and it's hard to imagine that the creator of the universe is looking after little old me. It's hard to believe that he's orchestrating every event in our life. And sometimes it's hard to feel like when I talk to him, he's actually listening. On Rosh Hashanah, the day God created man, we remind ourselves that he is actually paying very, very close attention to every detail of our life. We remind ourselves that he is behind the events we call coincidence, accident, or chance. And we remind ourselves that life is a gift. It should not be taken for granted. And every breath you take is his special way of saying, you matter. So reach out to him and talk to him. Ask him for a year of happiness and health or whatever else you might need, because he's waiting to hear from you.